I'm now joined on the line with Michael O'Riordan, a recent alumni of Wave Changed Ireland. Michael, thanks for joining us on the show.
No problem, Liam. Pleasure to be there.
Great. Michael, can you tell our listeners a little bit about Wave Change and your role within it?
Yeah, I just recently graduated from the Wave Change program there in September. Wave Change is a civic youth action initiative being run by Social Entrepreneurs Ireland and funded by Atlantic Philanthropy. It develops and upskills young people between the ages of 18 and 25 to enact social change in Ireland.
And how did you... Sorry, Michael, continue.
Yeah, so it just instills people with the skills and knowledge and networks so that they can put their ideas, make them a reality, so that they can change Ireland for the better.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, how did you actually come about to get involved, really?
Last November they held three regional taster sessions, weekends around Ireland. One was in Cork, and I'm originally from Cork. And I heard about it through a friend of mine on Twitter. He tweeted about it, and I picked up on the tweet that there were still places available. So I logged onto their website, saw what it was about, that's social change and looking for young people who are motivated and passionate about social change. So I said, this is for me. Applied, my application was successful, and I was told to go to the Cork School of Music down and be there for the Saturday and Sunday and get a taster session off over that weekend. And I liked taster, and I was applied for the 10-month program, which is the Wave Change program, which is what it will be in 2013. It's a 10-month program of 5 weekends away around Ireland, where you'd be upskilled and have access to wider networks and be trained to turn your, I suppose, idea for social change into a reality.
Sounds like an absolutely fantastic program as well, and I guess you're kind of connecting with a group of peers, really. And
yeah, there's 25 of us in the program. We're all of the same roughly age, 18 to 25. So we're young. We all have a passion for social change, and it's just brilliant to find a peer group, because it's sometimes difficult to find other people who are as passionate as you might be about an issue within Ireland. But when you come to this weekend and find that there's 25 others from all over the country who are just as driven as you are, it's great. It's very empowering.
Yeah, it sounds like a great kind of group for support as well, and also to reaffirm the belief that you hold in social change.
Yeah, of course.
That's good.
And yeah, Wave Change is brilliant. They're all about equipping us with the skills that we need so that we can turn our idea into reality, and connecting us with the people who can affect or help us to support us. And they invest their time, and there's also we can apply for seed funding, so that if our idea, if we're only initially have it on paper, we're able to kind of get money from the Wave Change seed fund to put it into action. So there's a fierce bonus in that.
So you're taking in basically kind of learning how to project plan, really, and kind of how to communicate, I guess.
Yeah, project plan, and like last year, there'd be no way I would have been talking to you on the radio. But
I'm not that bad.
No, not at all. It's not that. It would have been my own self-development, I suppose, that was lacking. But through Wave Change, we had media and communications training and a workshop with Andrea Papin. And we were, I suppose, instilled with the belief that we could do it and trained how to do it. So there's a lot of training in the Wave Change program that will benefit you no matter what your idea for social change in Ireland would be.
I guess they're kind of tools that we all have, but at some stages all of us kind of like need to maybe kind of reskill ourselves and to kind of also learn what we can and cannot do as well.
Yeah, of course. There's a lot in the Wave Change program about self-development and developing your own personal capabilities. Which is very important, especially if you're going to be tackling the social, I suppose, the social changes that have to happen in Ireland.
Now, if there's anybody out there listening who are kind of wondering, I wouldn't mind getting involved in that, and they're aged between 18 and 25. If anybody's just joined us, we're talking about Michael O'Riordan from Wave Change Ireland. How would anybody want, if they wanted to get involved, how could they go approaching it?
Wavechange.ie and www.wavechange.ie, all the information's up there. We also are on Facebook, and type Wave Change or Wave Change Ireland into the search engine, our page should come up. Also, we have a Twitter, it's Wave Change Ireland. And they're recruiting for the 2013 10-month programme. The applications are opening very soon, they're opening next Monday, the 5th of November. And it's an online application. It's just fill out the form and send it on. And there's also going to be open day of in mid-January of, I suppose, a taster day as opposed to the taster weekends we had last year. It'll be a taster day held in Dublin, but it's open to all applicants or all people thinking that they might apply from all over the country. Just to keep that in mind and keep an eye on the website, www.wavechange.ie.
It sounds like a great way to actually introduce yourself into something. If you're not too sure about yourself or, you know, it is a great way to be introduced to it.
Because you've got a full team behind you from the Wave Change team who will be able to take your idea and to help you turn it into reality, because that might be just the push that you need or the kind of bit of, I suppose, the extra few inches just to get there.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, so the applications are taking place for 2013, which will be open on the 4th of November.
Yeah, the 4th, yeah.
And there's a couple of tasters then next spring as well, in February, sorry, of next year.
Mid-January, and then the programme will kick off in February.
That's fantastic, Michael. And your plans yourself, like within the organisation, can you let us in on any...
Myself, the Wave Change of 2012, we covered a wide variety of interests, I suppose, everything from... my own would be the LGBT, I'd be an LGBT rights activist. Then there was like mental health awareness and I suppose cultural integration in society, and there's a lot of community activism. My own, I'm in a Cork Action Equality group called Cork Action for Equality, for LGBT rights, promoting LGBT rights in Cork. And we're a small group, but we've held a few fundraisers for marriage equality, because that's the biggest, I suppose, equality campaign that's going in the LGBT rights movement at the moment. That's where I'd be coming from, and that Wave Change has helped me along with that.
That sounds absolutely fantastic, Michael, and every success as well with that. Okay, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for Michael, but I'd like to thank our guest, Michael O'Riordan, from an alumni, I should say, from Wave Change. All the details can be found on wavechange.ie, or you can email wavechange@socialentrepreneurs.ie. They're also on Twitter and Facebook. Michael, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
No problem.
Cheers, Michael. Thanks. Sure.